mind together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hi, I'm Lane Moore from It Was Romance and Tinder Live, and you're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C. Tonight, we are doing something a little different, or actually more, a lot more of the same. Just the same, but we're going to multiply it by a couple of times. We are marking the 100th-ish live broadcast of this show. Not the 100th episode, but the 100th live broadcast. And we did a little homecoming theme. We invited everybody who'd been a guest on the show, no matter where they are in the world, to come back and participate in some way, shape, or form. So we've got people here, people on the way. Thanks, MTA, and some folks calling in. I want to just kick this off with a little something from our former guest, Even Twice, who unfortunately were not able to join us in the studio, but if you're in spirit, here's the new one from them. It's called Coming After You. Both kids. Thank you so much, Pat, for sending that over. That was Even Twice. That was the new one. That was called. can you tell? The party's getting started here in the studio. All right, people. Here and Now with Rachel C has been celebrating live performance culture by booking artists of all kinds to come on the show and make their art live on the radio for the past year. I really thought hard and long about what I wanted to do with my radio show when I was offered the opportunity to do one, so much so that I didn't get started till season two at RFB. And I just wanted to give artists a platform, and I thought, hey, what's the big thing I'll do? I always go live every week, barring like major holidays and stuff. How hard could that be? Yeah, it's actually pretty hard because life happens. Sometimes snowstorms happen. Sometimes people cancel. Sometimes you get sick. So I really wanted to mark the fact that we made it to 100 live episodes. I'm going to not hesitate any further. I'm going to... first on the stage tonight is a Fresh Roots Music, McCallamine. You were my guest very early on when I was still finding my legs and doing battle with the computer and, you know.
Yeah, I'm digging the setup.
We've come a long way.
Yes, you have.
Radio Free Brooklyn's come a long way. You've been, I mean, you were up to a lot when you first came on the show, but you've been up to a lot since you've been on the show. You just emceed a big event, the 2017 Restoration Rocks in Bed-Stuy.
Yeah. So dope. Yo, shout out to Restoration Arts, Hollis King, Daryl McNeil, Sabine Johnson, the whole team, Guinevere Jackson. Really, really dope event. Actually, it's an event that's been going on for about 11 years in Bed-Stuy, right just straight up on Franklin Avenue and the acts were like Nubian, Soul Science Labs, some of my favorite brothers, shout out to Asante and Chen Lo doing their thing, and then of course Talib Kweli. And it was just a beautiful day. Not a lot of sunshine, but just the right temperature. DJ Spinner was doing his thing all day. And I was just kind of just holding things together, holding it down. But it was amazing. Brooklyn was out there. It was dope.
You also, I mean, and this was sort of a theme that we talked about last time. You're an artist in hip-hop for a long time. You've been emceeing for a long time. But you're also involved in education, like hip-hop education projects. You're kind of using hip-hop as a vehicle in education, and you've been doing a lot. I know you've been working a lot. We're in contact through social media. I see a lot of wonderful posts about what you're doing with your students. If you want to fill us in with that, because you were doing a lot of work.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, you're just like on fire. You're always doing something.
Thank you.
Like every time I blink, well, what's he up to?
This is why I love coming on the show. Rachel always got her homework, man. Like, she's like, yo, so you've been doing this, you've been doing that. I'm like, you do publicist work? You know what I mean? So yeah, you know, it's school year, so it's funny. I was just actually running from one of the main places I do my thing at, the Brooklyn Academy of Music. And it's been wonderful. You know, right now, honestly, we're just in schools with the programs that we're doing. But what's really, really dope is the fact that Word Sound Power this year, I can let people know I'm at the Brooklyn Academy. I'm like preempting. This is like pre a show I produce and curate there. It's an all women's hip hop show this year. And we got some dope local artists, as well as local Brooklyn artists, as well as some really amazing legendary hip-hop talent from the West Coast. That's all I'm going to say. But, you know, we went to contract. Baba Israel, an amazing artist. He's the director for the show with Yakko 440. DJ Reborn is the crew that kind of puts everything together. But I'm really excited about this year because, you know, a huge talk is always about, you know, people's misunderstanding that women aren't in hip hop. You know, it's always the conversation. It's a silly conversation. Women have been in hip hop from the very beginning, from the jump, but they don't get the representation that they need.
It's kind of what you see in the larger scheme of things. Yeah, women are involved in a lot of things, and it's just presented as if we're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's just the representation. I mean, we're there, but it's are we being presented the same way male counterparts are? So it's kind of hip hop really kind of is symbolic of, you know, it's a reflection of the larger culture. But hip hop's been, has always been something that kind of went against the grain. I feel like it shares a lot with the punk spirit. It's very DIY, but you're kind of pushing that envelope and challenging that by having shows like this, saying no, we've always, the women have been here, you know, we've always
right. And I think the biggest thing is, like, for those of us that are in the culture and being honest, you know, we've always you know, been about women MCs, women graffiti artists, but we're not really all the way real because there's not enough attention paid. So I'm really excited about this show because there's some really dope artists that have been doing some amazing stuff, and it's going to be awesome to have them on the stage at the Brooklyn Academy.
I'd love
Music.
To have all of you guys want to come on, and we'll maybe dedicate a show to that.
We might have to work that out.
Might have to find ourselves free on a Thursday. You're listening here now, Rachel C. Liam, if you're listening, give me an extra 5 minutes, buddy, before you call in.
The one other big thing that's going on, too, is we just released an EP of some of my former students called the Kids EP. And shout out to a really amazing dope brother who really put a lot of time and energy in. This project was a collaboration between about six young people. I want to get everybody. Dizzy Sense, my boy Illegal Being, Ish, Najida Carell, Holden Contreras, Gnosis. Who else was on that record? I'm on that record. But we all collaborated. Oh, Lady Logic. Shout out to Lady Logic. I ain't forget you. With Homeboy Sandman. So it's a five-song EP with Homeboy Sandman. RNTC basically contributed the beats, and we just basically rocked out, and we just dropped that record in September. So if you want to go to Bandcamp, Urban Word NYC, which is the former organization I used to work for, dope, amazing spoken word poetry, hip hop, Urban Word NYC.bandcamp.com. You can find it there. You can find it on SoundCloud. Just look up Kids EP. And some really dope, amazing talent, some really dope young cats that are really doing some serious work.
Urban Word NYC. One more thing I'll bring up, if it's cool, before we're going to jump. We have a lot of people on stage tonight. We're going to jump into performances, however much we can do, one or two, whatever you have time for, Mikal.
Yes.
You got engaged this year, right?
Yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there, because I noticed that also, and there's a lot of, things out there.
Does her homework, y'all.
You need in times, any time, but in times like this, socially, and, you know, it's like, let's have, like, little joyous moments and celebrate them. Like, we have, you know what, it's too much negative things that we hear about every day. It's like, oh, that's a nice thing. So, like,
Work
on stuff like that.
It's a very nice thing. Shout out to my fiance Dale. Hi, Dale. Dale is actually, you know what? That's a great entry plug. Shameless plug, really quick. In a couple of weeks, the second Wednesday of every November, she has an event. The poet will be televised. Sylvana's Harlem, the feature act, is an amazing poet, Naji Omar. So you should definitely check that out. It's free. It starts at 8 p.m. It's the second Wednesday of every month. So that is, if I'm looking at my calendar, help y'all out. It is November
8th?
Yes.
Or no, the 7th. Me mixing up my dates with my days of the week.
Oh, is it? No, you're right. It's Wednesday, November 8th.
Okay.
It's Wednesday, November 8th. So November 8th, Naji Omar's the feature act. Poet will be televised. 8 to 11, dope jam session. Unnamed band hosted by Baxter P. Wordsworth. It's one of the dopest, ridiculous, most happeningest open mic jams in the city, bar none. You know, it's dope. It's dope. She's dope. The whole event's dope. Just need to go check it out. Period, point blank. Right. That's it.
Cool. I want to get this in, because I know you're on the time schedule tonight. What did you want to do? You said you definitely want to do Lockdown.
If we got time, I'll do both, because you know I like to freestyle, so I got a little bit of both.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to kick things off with Mikal Amin of Fresh Roots Music. This is Lockdown.
Shouts out to those all under state supervision. Check it out. The only bars I'm about, you will never get locked down. And no sound and alarms, armed guards, batons of bloodhounds. The only pens are in with one with friends. And when I'm writing about writers but never writers, freedom's a fighter and I'm in its corner lock. Canerve to California to a Bronx block. Where before you're 21, you have more mourners than people who want to give you love. Born to bondage with the on, I give an atlas shrug to the box. They drop this in real over, imagine no other options. Whether Algerian from Brooklyn or Moroccan, you're dodging bullets and badges that an average age in a seventh grade considered the path. This lady isn't shocking. They made plantations work, then projects when it didn't work. Took both those blueprints and made it work. Independent applicant, any man the bronze continues worth. The only condiment in the one with the darkest tint that convincing it they're really meant for them. Sentences should be for pages, really men. And that's why I'm standing on the front line of never again. Do it time and my mind should be set in the watch. Even if you're on one, you're not made of the rock. Since the days of the crown, yo, we got us locked down, 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 down. Since the Klan terrorized towns, they got us locked down, 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 down. Whether you're black or brown, yo, they got us locked down, 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 down. No justice for Trayvon Martin or even Mike Brown. Down, 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 down. Look, the most hated of any for many centuries. Visions have sent to me, put traditions to mold a memory. Know the enemy, post-colonial penitentiaries condemning. No pretending it isn't the same energy. Shame mentally is even worse than your extremities. Cops want and you knock, you check them, you pay the penalty. Happens to hockey pucks, you unstuck the stock in his bucks. The one drop rule still will get you frisked and locked up.
either on that potluck. What they bring you cannot trust. American dreams crushed, the nightmares are not us. Obvious with a target, with the meter media market, either receiving the profit margin or seeing the sergeant. They say carpe diem, but they seize us up instead. Almost makes you believe that was the reason why we're bred. So gangs putting us ahead doesn't change. There's more brothers in the Fed than slaves in 1850. Never forget, since the days of the crown, yo, they got us locked down. Down, 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 down. Since the Klan terrorized towns, they got us locked down. Down, 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 down. Whether you're black or brown, yo, they got us locked down. Down, 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 down. No justice for Trayvon or even Mike Brown. Down, 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 down. Yo, Fresh Roots Music, my name's Mikal Amin. We're here for all of those that are under state supervision. At this point, it's somewhere in the ballpark of almost 3 million individuals under state supervision incarcerated right now. We need to change. We need to abolish the prison system. You know what? Remember, I'm on the radio.
Yeah! That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to add? You're welcome to stay as long, or if we want to try and throw in another.
Yeah, let's kick a freestyle.
Let's kick a freestyle. All right. You want the second track?
Yeah. Yeah. That second just track.
Sure that second track.
Yo. So you know I had to do this before I get out of here. Shouts out to Rachel and the Radio Free Brooklyn crew. You know what we do. Freestyle Mondays, Legendary Cyphers, end of the week, New York City, Brooklyn, Mikal Amin, off the top, all the time. Look, live and direct in the here and now. Here to represent with the people up in the crowd. Rachel clearly's got me all down on that notebook. She really knows how to look up her research. I'm doing work live in effect to manifest. On the freestyle style, I'm an expert. I'm always on the microphone, smooth and cool, like I was one of the Leverts. Or maybe even the dude like Sam Jackson. I'm rapping hardcore style, cause you know I've got passion. When I keep the beat smooth, rockin' on the run. Two, live in DeKalb, taking them out. Know what I'm about. It's Radio Free Brooklyn. Everything should be free from anything that you're cooking or drinking, or even if you're sitting out in the beach. Everything we gotta do, we need freedom of speech. We need to free the people and understand that every each and one should be teaching one. It's not a reach. See, what I gotta do is be free. So I'm here to break the breach of the capital government. What I'm loving is the microphone. I like a covenant. It's holy. You can't hold me. I'm on the MIC. This is what I do. I keep it smooth when I rock a groove live. I've been direct, Mikal Amin, here to set the mood. And then I take the room apart. Hardcore on the microphone, always from the start. And this is what we do in two parts. Free and style. That means that my mind has to be sort of flex and nubile, while the style has to be nice. This is what I do on any mic device. Like I said, I'm here to just do a little repping. Like I said before, I'm not no stepping and fetching. I'm always coming correct and giving you a lesson. I'm the teacher, live and direct. I spit that ether, live in your speaker. So when I say it, since I'm a publicist like Rachel, so I'll talk about paperboyprints.com. Cause word is born, he's the print of the suburbs. And this is what you do. Now you really just heard off the R-A-D-I-O-O-F-R to double E. That's the Radio Free, live from Brooklyn. Understand this, I have to rewind. I'm for all my people, so sometimes I'm in a queer state of mind. That means when I find everything across the spectrum, live and direct, you can't test them. Yo, I'm queer too, I've got something up in my septum. And this is what I do, I gotta wreck them. Microphone fiend, get your connection. Live, you can't step up, you kinda weak, cause you don't got the detection. So let's see, R-A-B to the E. I think that is the publishers for the Radio Free. That's a sticker on the table. I'm able to rock whether or not the microphone has a cable. I'm always sticking with the beat. Live in effect, you really can't defeat me because my style's kinda sweet. Even if my voice peaks off the volume, my rockin' beat coming out. What I gotta do, live in effect, this is what we represent. Mikal Amin, I always be a sure bet. I keep it moving like a Corvette, tighter than a corset. You need a forceps to hold the brain, and yet I guess we gotta go to radio break. So Rachel, I'ma take you out in a minute, but Radio Free Brooklyn is the place you need to be, because you really know it's the place for musicians and MCs. Bam.
What?
Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn. Mikal Amin, I just got off. off the bus. I'm about to jump back on it. Much love for your 100th show. Clap it up for your 100th show. This is amazing. You know what? For real, like, we're talking about community all the time. And the thing we have to always rep is the individuals that make sure that our voices get heard and go across the airwaves. So thank you, Rachel, so much for everything you and your crew's doing.
This is what this is about.
Radio Free Brooklyn all day, every day. McCallum, Fresh Roots Music. You can check me out online, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any social media, Fresh, like your groceries, Roots Like Marley, music, freshrootsmusic.com. You're going to hear a lot more from me over the course of the year. Kids EP, check that out. And you know what it is, Roots Truth Culture, one.
All right, you just shredded it. Yeah. You just shredded the opening. Put some ass on this opening. That was McCallum and Fresh Roots Music. One of the first handful of guests I ever had on the show when the computer was still like not... You plug in a hard drive and maybe it liked the track, and we wound up like you had Zaquan with you and you were beatboxing because like the track.
That's right. Like, yeah, we were. You know what it was? It was. I remember now. It was we were promoting the album Nice Guys Finish.
Yeah,
that was just last year, like around this time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in the studio now with McCallum. Michelle Carlo, a storyteller, was a guest on the show and actually has her own show now on Radio Free Brooklyn, Fish Out of Agua. Yep. Jason Trachtenberg, the very first guest I ever had on my show. It was literally a dark and stormy night in Brooklyn when he came here. DJ MSG, Archangel Michael Stewart, my old friend who hosts, has been a guest on... Well, you've jumped in and filled in for me so many times. And then you kind of guest teched with Shark Muffin. You were guest on my holiday show last year, and you host Collision Time Revisited. Emma DeCorse of I Am the Polish Army just walked in. Robert Pritchard is behind me. Mikhail, you're taking off. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk.
Yes.
We'll be back in. We have Kalors Kaluchi en route. The MTA has stopped hurting my people. We are all here. If you're thirsty, there's a cool... Yeah, Robert Pritchard's here. Robert Pritchard co-owns the station, but I don't know if people realize he and Tom Tenney were one of the first few guests I had on my show. I did a producer show in my first season, and you guys were guests there.
I wouldn't say we own the station. Everybody owns it together. We co-founded it. We're all owning it together.
We all own it now. Okay, so did anyone in particular want to kind of get on stage next? Jason Trachtenberg looks like he's ready to go. I guess Jason Trachtenberg, you know, when I started here and now, it was one of those like, okay, I figure out the format of my show and the tech aspect. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Pick it up.
Let's pick it up.
The phone.
It could be anybody. Who is it?
Hello. Hello.
It's Liam.
Hi, Liam. Everyone, Liam McEnany.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Hi Liam.
We switched. Liam. Hang on, we're getting you. I think you're coming through because I'm hearing him on the phones.
Okay.
So, hang on. Can you hear me, Liam?
I can hear you.
Yes, you can hear you. Liam McEnany was my guest a while back. He's phoning in from LA. I'm glad you're able to phone in, Liam. How's LA treating you?
Well, I always phone in whenever I'm a guest on a show.
People were thinking that, but nobody wanted to say that.
Yeah, leave it for Liam. He can say that one.
How sweaty is it in that room?
Right now, it's a little sweaty. Cause
feels great.
It's actually, it's not as bad as it used to be, but Ben's here taking pictures, so we have light. So it's a little warm.
Is it still 9 feet by 9 feet, though?
Yes, the room hasn't grown.
And you have 18 people in there?
Not yet. No. We've got how many? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people are in here right now.
You were doing the list, and I was like, oh my god!
and now you're so Liam McEnany is a comedian and writer who's appeared all over television toward the U.S. and Europe. He's produced and starred in his own concert film, Tell Your Friends. It's based on a long running series you had here in New York, and Tell Your Friends is up and running in L.A. Right?
I used to be somebody, Rachel.
told you. Not to go to L.A. Oh.
You're not broadcasting.
We're not.
No.
We're okay.
You're not broadcasting?
Let's fix that.
What do you mean
that?
When I'm...
What happened?
Turn the button on.
I don't know. Did you check the stream before?
Yes, I did check the stream before.
We haven't been off for very long, though.
Okay, so we're just a little blip in the system. We'll just keep talking. We'll keep talking, everyone.
I mean, you're still recording.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Tom just walked in and said we're not broadcasting.
Don't worry about it, Liam.
Don't worry about it.
You did it, Liam. You did it.
If I don't have an audience, I'm not a person.
You're only here because we perceive you to be here.
This isn't your problem, Liam.
This isn't your problem. Well, we're an internet radio station, and occasionally streams go down or go blurp and things like that. But we'll just keep talking and pretend we're being heard. We do have a rebroadcast tomorrow. So, yeah.
No, it looks like now you are.
Oh, now we're on. So we've just been talking.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. So, Liam.
You missed all my gold, but you'll catch it on the replay. What can I say?
Right. Tell your friends it's happening in L.A. now. Am I correct?
Tell your friends it's happening in Los Angeles. A lot of my friends from New York are on it or going to be on it. Brody Stevens will be on in next month. Rob Pritchard, you remember Brody from the old Surf Reality days?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, we all remember. Do you remember Brody? The real Brody Stevens. Not a fake one. They're in the corner right now, like just basically sweating bullets. Like, oh, well, I got everybody worried for nothing. We've been broadcasting this entire time. It's internet radio, people. This kind of stuff happens. So what? Other than, wait a second. You have another you've been podcasting for a long time, and you have a new one starting, or just started last month?
I'm going to have a new one. I actually held off on it a bit because I had a better idea for a podcast. So right now I'm not podcasting.
Okay.
But I'm currently writing an essay about the New York City I grew up in, which I know Michelle Carlo and I both grew up in New
York
City.
Yes, we did.
Yes, so did I.
A lot of native New Yorkers here.
Yeah. So you're working on an essay. I wasn't getting anything,
everything else was. But
Rachel's fiddling with a lot of buttons here. It's fascinating.
It's like
that is good radio.
Fiddling with buttons. It's like all these conversations.
What's the thing? Dead air equals good radio. That's
So tell us about this essay.
You grew up in the Bronx, right?
I grew up in the Bronx. I was born in Washington Heights. I grew up in the Bronx. I lived in Astoria for about 8 months, and I've been living in Brooklyn like basically longer than I lived anywhere else. So yeah.
You're in Park Carroll Gardens.
No, I'm in South Slope.
Yeah, come on.
I moved there when Block was full of Puerto Ricans. Now I'm one of the few left.
Wait, so what's the difference between South Slope and Kensington?
Like 12 blocks.
Really?
Yeah. No, though it's like the 15th Street stop on the F or the 7th Avenue stop on the F. It's the streets in the teens. You know, like from above 10th Street. Above 10th Street, where the real estate person told me not to live above because that's where all the Puerto Ricans lived. and then I started talking to her in Spanish, and she was like, what? No, you can't. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, like my father works at 100 Center Street where they film Law and Order, and I didn't tell her that he screwed the light bulbs in there.
And, you have to share everything. I mean, come on.
he asked me.
Leah, thanks
God,
for calling.
God, how long have I known you people?
Long.
Long time.
I will say the absolute truth. 1990 fucking six or seven.
Yes.
Seriously.
I would say,
you were a teenager.
Right?
You were a child. I don't even think you were legal yet, Liam. Legal Liam.
Illegal Liam.
Illegal
that's
Liam.
That's your next comedy album. When Liam was here, he was promoting Working Class Fancy, which has gone on to be pretty successful. Got good reviews from what I've read, because, yeah, I do my homework. I enjoyed it. Many of us were at the live taping. Liam, I want to thank you personally. Doing radio, I've seen you do radio and podcasts, and there were a lot of things I learned from observing you, especially when it came to things like describing things. I've gone on to book guests every week, some of which, like one of whom came in and did a puppet show that was silent. And I had to figure out, how do I not be silent? And I remembered, like, you know, you at Bushwick Open Studios, we were all just like staring at our dog who was being cute. And you just kind of jumped in and went, and this is why we're all making goo-goo noises and things like that. So you were one of the many people who contributed to my show who by being on the show, and like whether some of you realize it or not, by actually letting me watch and see what you guys do. So I thank you.
Well, I am a genius, so I can totally understand what you're saying.
I totally understand it. Is there anything you want to plug?
Now I'm getting uncomfortable because you're paying me compliments, so I should go.
You're a humble genius.
No, you're awesome.
Any, you want to tell us about the L.A. Tell Your Friends real quick?
It's in a hotel called the Hollywood Hotel. Our friend, if you remember Rachel Arieff, she actually ran a show there 12 years ago, like 15 years ago even. And it's just like, you know, they're renovating the bar. I'm doing it in the ballroom downstairs right now. And it's just kind of like what I'm doing is I'm working on a lot of, like, I got to L.A. and I just started writing a lot. And so it's just a good place for me to go and have an audience, like, listen to me ramble and try to figure out what's funny. Because that's like, you know, the shows that we did, you know, when at Surf Reality and Collective Unconscious, like, that's what I miss, is, like, doing shows like that where it's just you're absolutely free to fail over and over and over again.
Oh, no, that was
the... made no difference.
That was the best part of it, is that you could suck over and over. You could suck every night of the week someplace on the old Lower East Side until either you got good at what you were doing or, like, you decided to do something else. That was the beauty of it, Liam. That was, you know...
Or you stuck with it for 20 years. Which
right. I mean, well, you know, after sticking with it for so long, you better be fucking good at it by now. It's like the 10,000 hours thing from Malcolm Gladwell, right? Yeah. 10,000 hours, you should be good at it.
Right.
I guess.
So I've got to keep things rolling here because we're all showing
congratulations
up.
On your 100th. I'm sorry I don't have anything.
Basically, we're doing our inversion of the Marx Brothers cabin scene on the night at
one
the opera.
One hard-boiled egg.
Thank you, Liam. We miss you. Come back soon.
So, I miss you guys.
I'm going to let somebody else sit in this chair because I've been sitting here for like 7 minutes already. But I just wanted to say congratulations.
Thank you.
Rachel.
Well, yes.
And can I plug something?
Yes, you absolutely can plug something.
Okay. I would like to plug that, I'm Michelle Carlo. I do a radio show called Fish Out of Agua on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. It rebroadcasts on Wednesdays. And what I've been doing is that I've been featuring interviews with a lot of the storytellers, actors, writers, and other people, and actually visual artists from the scene, people I know for like years and years and years. And I'm going to be doing a show at Footlight for Radio Free Brooklyn on Monday, November 20th. It's going to be Fish Out of Agua, and I'm going to be featuring storytellers that have been on the show. I'm going to be featuring Gastor Almonte, David Hugh, Susan Kent, Ilana Lancaster, and the great Sydney Washington. So come out Monday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. at Footlight.
And Fish Out of Agua, where can one hear that?
They can hear it on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Woo! Right. So Colors is here?
Tuesdays at 3, Wednesdays at 8 a.m. for the foreseeable future. All right, let me get up.
All right, and someone else. This is like the rotating door. Tom Tenney is here. Jack Curious is here, representing the Glorious Revolution. How you doing? So, Colors people, do you want to get on mic a little bit and just talk about the show? Colors Colucci came to us last summer. She came to me last summer, and she was starting something. That's the phone. That's good. Okay. Liam. All right. There we go. She came to me and said, "I've got a show called Blaze the Mic. It's a showcase. Can we talk about it?" And Blaze the Mic has really snowballed into something big. Bigger, more interesting venues, showcasing a lot of local artists and talent, which is a really great thing. You're listening to Here Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're maneuvering. We're shifting. We're doing stuff. Do you guys want to get on mic real quick and talk about Blaze the Mic real fast? And if anyone wants to take a little break and maybe grab a beer or a seltzer outside. You're trying. Jack, do you need a seat somewhere, buddy? I'm sorry. Cool. Oh. Are we playing this?
You got this? Who else can I grab a beer for? Right, one, two,
do you want
three,
us to queue up any tracks four. Off of that, or?
What I want to do is
thank you, Tom.
Explain what I do.
Okay.
I just have some beats on there that I just. All right.
You want to introduce yourself real quick to everybody?
What's going on? I go by Blue Diaz. You can look me up on Instagram, Blue_Diaz. Blue Diaz on Facebook, BLUDIAZ. I'm here representing Blaze the Mic New York. Shout out to Colors, Squeaky Monroe, Kenny Ken, JD Dutch, Big J, Nat Fisher, everybody that I didn't mention. Special shout out to everybody. Blaze the Mic, we're a platform. We represent artists, up-and-coming artists. What we do is put artists on the platform. People come to us. We just a team, just help people out. We have a show coming up on November 18th, 5-Spot Soul Food Restaurant, the Thanksgiving Buffet Dinner. $40 a ticket. Come through and support Blaze the Mic. We have one on November 3rd, Rockaway Boulevard. That's the Lesotho concert. As I was saying with Blaze the Mic, that's 459 Myrtle Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, five-spot soul food restaurant. Come through and support Blaze the Mic team.
All right, what track are we queued up?
This is a little sample on what I do. Okay. You could start from track number 3. I go by Blue Diaz. I'm a producer as well.
Know when now?
Okay, yeah, hit me track number 3. Just want everybody to listen. This is what I do.
This is Blue Diaz.
Blue Diaz. What's up? That's the first track right there. Blue set right there. That's track number 1. Support Blaze the Mic, November 18th, five-spot soul food restaurant, 459 Myrtle Avenue. Let's go. From 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., $40 per ticket. Special shout-out to Colors, Squeaky Monroe, Funny Man Kenny Ken, Dutch, JD, Little J. You know how we do. Blaze the Mic, New York. Look us up on Facebook, Blaze the Mic, New York. Look up us on Instagram, Blaze the Mic New York. All right, we a platform representing artists. We put artists in shows. We help those who's trying to get on. Blaze the Mic New York. So this is what I do over here. As you can see, as you can hear. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out. And
no problem.
Thanks to, you know, to Colors and everybody. Like, you guys have, what was really cool about what she's doing with Blaze the Mic is they're creating this platform for people. But she's making a really refined, tight show.
Right.
And really with the goal of, and she's doing it, like taking it to better and better venues. People are really getting seen, which is a really good thing. And she's really focused. She's like, no, this is, you know, we're not, it's not just any, you know, it's open, but not just anything or anyone. It's a really well-curated kind of thing, too. And it was just a
exactly,
really tight
it
beat.
Is, yeah. Yes. You know, it's nothing like teamwork, man. You know, we put this together. We're actually a year into this. You know, we started August of 2016, and our platform just grew. It kept growing and growing. You know, people want us to come down and perform for them now, you know. The boat ride went good. We had the boat ride. We had so many big events that came and went, and we got up more coming events now. We got there's other artists out there that just want to ride on the boat, get on our team, and just because, you know, it's like a family thing. It's like a family show. We're very family oriented, you know. Mm-hmm. We're representing, it's all about love and just coming through, showing your talent. And maybe, hey, listen, doors can open for everybody, you know. Doors can open for everybody. You never know what can happen at the end of the day. Look at me, I'm a producer. I'm still trying to get on with these beats. But right now I'm with Colors, you know, we staying loyal as a team. The love is very strong. You know, like I said, 459, just come through and support us, man. We will show you love. You'll show us love. Everybody that came to our shows never had no complaints about it. Never. Never once. It's always love. 459. Myrtle Avenue. Just come through.
Thank
Let's go.
You.
459. Yeah. Right. 459. Right. Myrtle right. Avenue.
We got some people.
Five spot soul food restaurant from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. Thanksgiving special. The buffet. Blaze the Mic. Let's go. Let's go. We got more things
Eat
coming
out
up.
And be entertained for Thanksgiving. I see Emma and I see Jack in the corner there. Do you guys want to have a turn to move towards the mics? So can we switch?
we're
going to play a little musical chairs here.
All right. So I'm going to put my partner in. My partner on Funny Man Kenny Ken. Right. Let's go.
Kenny Ken.
Kenny Ken's going to come on for a sec.
These things are a lot bigger than Beats headphones. That's all I'm trying to say. What's happening, everybody? New York City, what's going on? It's your funny man, Kenny Kim. How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right, now, you know, I'm part of this Blaze the Mic event. I'm blessed and thankful that you guys have us here this evening. Thank you for having
us. You're welcome.
How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good.
You got my man here with a guitar. What's happening with you? There we go.
That is Jason Trachtenberg.
Okay. So I'm funny man Kenny Ken. I'm actually the host of the comedy show, the host with the most jokes. I'm a comedian by trade, of course. Uh-huh. I make people laugh for a living. Okay, I have fun doing it. I didn't know it was that lucrative until I started doing it a lot more. All right, people started paying me. They was like, "You are funny. Here, take this $100." I was like, "I didn't have cab fare to get home. Thank you, sir." You know, so I was approached by Colors at a Halloween party. I did a Halloween party, and I came to the Halloween party as Cat Williams. Okay, I grew my beard out completely. I put on a wig. I wore the whole suit, the whole ensemble, and Colors watched me, and I started to do the show and everything, and I did like 2 minutes of Cat Williams, and she was stuck, and she was like, "I'd like for you to host a show for me, if you'd like." And I was like, "Okay, you know, I'm not doing nothing this Saturday. Let's do it." And it was phenomenal because I saw so many people that were trying to be discovered, trying to put their name out there, trying to get a voice, you know, their voices heard, and I enlightened that by, you know. In introduction, it's the way you introduce somebody plays a big role in what they're going to do on stage. Mm-hmm. If you introduce them and say, "Well, this guy coming to the stage, Blue," and he comes up there, he doesn't know, he has no music or nothing like that. So what I started to do was watch the way other hosts were doing it. And when I brought him to the stage, when I brought the first artist to the stage, I gave him this huge introduction, you know. And they came to the stage and they hype and everything and they start doing their thing. And when I realized what these guys were doing, they were opening a platform for new artists, like my man here with the guitar, just in case he wanted to become mainstream or something like that, you know. So we would put him on stage. He might talk to me and say, "You know, I play guitar." I'm like, "You got 5 minutes worth of material?" You know, I put him on stage, and it was so attractive that so many people started to actually come out and everything. But I'm a comedian, and what I do personally is tell people, you know, tell jokes. I tell true stories. Most people ask me questions like, "Is your comedy for real?" Everything I say on stage is for real. Google me, Funny Man Kenny Ken. YouTube me, Funny Man Kenny Ken. Everything you will watch has happened. Yes, I did wake up next to a handicapped and disabled girl. I didn't know she was when I was drinking. I didn't know she was handicapped and disabled. And it, you know, it turned out a lot better than I thought it would have turned out. She made breakfast. You know, she just ain't wash the dishes. That's what happened. But, you know, it worked out a lot better. So, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thanks for coming out. And one more person here from the Blaze the Mic crew. So we got to keep the stage rolling. We're an hour-long program. But appreciate everybody coming out. It is a packed studio here tonight. Thank you, everyone who's listening to Here Now and Rachel C. Live, rebroadcast tomorrow at noon if you missed any of tonight's program.
Well, how you doing tonight?
How you doing?
All right. My name is Dutch Mass, the Dutch in-house producer of Blaze the Mic. You could reach me on Facebook, Instagram, CD Baby. I got instrumental tracks for MCs, singers. Just upload, support. Come out, support Blaze the Mic, November 18th. You know, founded by Colors, Jay. And big up to the BTM, Kenny Ken. Everybody, Squeaky Monroe, Blue Diaz, Big J, Little J, everybody.
Thank you guys for coming out.
If I might add something, can I add something?
Go ahead.
Let me add something to all of those that are trying to make it in this hard world of entertainment. If you have a talent, and I always say this on the mic, everybody's always seen me say this, I say, if you have a talent, no one's going to know you're that good unless we see you. No one's gonna know you're that great unless we hear you. So I always say this, and everybody knows this: the show must go on. I don't care if you came from Canada here perform. You're bad. I don't care if there's two people in the audience. perform your best, because you don't know if one of those two people are the person that's going to change your life.
Like Michelle Carla was just saying, you know, we might have done the same bad thing for over and over every week. You could do that in those days, but that's how you honed your you had the courage to go out and do
it. Take a shot out there and let the people see you and let the people hear you. That way, at least that one out of the 20 remember who you are and says, "Hey, I remember you were that funny guy," or "I remember you produced that track." So, for those of you that's trying to come out and trying to do something positive, grab a microphone, open mics, and so on and so forth. They're not gonna hurt you. Perform. Do your best. Perform as if you're in a stadium. I'm your funny man, Kenny Ken. Love and peace. And funny things.
Jason Trachtenberg looks like he's been ready to go.
November 18th, 459 Myrtle Avenue. Let's go. Blaze the mic.
Thanksgiving.
Let's do it.
Come on out. Support.
Come on.
Shine.
Right. All right. I want to give a thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thank you so much for having us.
And check out, look into the Blaze the Mic project, because it's a project. It's not just it's a show, but
it's not. It's been going on for over a year.
Right.
The Blaze the Mic itself has happened. The last year has exploded, and we're very proud of that, because people are more attracted to us than ever, because they're looking at us like, this is a platform. We can use this. You know, I can bring my mom out here. My mom doesn't believe in me. She's making too much music in the house. And, "Mom, check this out." And she's like, "You're doing good."
That's right.
We get parents that come up to us and hug us and say,
"That's right.
I didn't believe in this kid.
Very family-oriented show." And we're already up to number 20 now.
There's
a lot of showcases that don't even pass number 5 or number 6, number 10 the most. And that goes to show you that we're doing something positive.
You are. You definitely are.
Number 20. Can I ask a cool question?
Can you play that music that at the end of The Incredible Hulk when he's walking away? Can you play that? I love that.
Oh, I like that song too.
Yeah, I like when he's walking away. He's so sad. He got his little duffel bag. You know, there's not.
I mean, the original show.
Yeah,
right?
That was a good show.
He can never find a home. He's always on the run. That investigative reporter will never leave him alone.
All right, Jason. That's Jason.
Thanks for the reference. Yeah.
I want to make sure, because we got about 15 minutes and a couple people left to go. We're gonna keep it moving. When I first got here now, we're ready to launch the show. I was reaching out to contacts I had. Who can I have every week? And I wound up booking almost like the first 3 months of the season, except I was left on opening the launch night with no one. And you know, at the last minute, literally on a dark and stormy night, Jason Trachtenberg walked through the rain
and did
some amazing stuff me. So I'm so glad to have you back.
Thank you, Rachel, and congratulations on 100 shows. I know that takes a
listen. Congratulations, Rachel.
Yeah, thanks again and congratulations. I'm going to do one song for you tonight, and I'm going to pass the guitar for two. I am a first song as well, too. And congratulations.
There's a guitar back there, too, in that case.
Emma's like, "I don't normally play in public."
Can anybody ever tell you like that?
Can I get more vocal on here? Okay, this song's called Melting Sun. It goes exactly like this.
Of a night, I'll tell you, but it's hard to tell. Even a soul is fucking hard to find. I took a talk, a talking to, by two. You should never run from a setting sun. The moon is still unsettling the sun. We've got the rising tide. A little latitude, a little at a time. A little bit of sun, a little bit is fine. I'm talking to the moon, I wait for a reply. Melting sun, I gotta give up all I got before the work done. and the rising tide. A little bit of tune and wait for a reply. Lava flows along the mountainside. We're selling off volcanic ash as souvenirs. A gift shop with a carnival ride. I bought a bag of ash from Mount St. Helens' secret stash. You should never run from the melting sun. Dignified, embellished prisoners' claims. I wanna see the sun, I wanna feel the rain. I wanna touch the sky, I wanna feel the same. I wanna really try, I wanna start again. Melting sun, melting sun. I gotta give up all I got before the work is done. Melting sun and the rising tide. I'm talking to the moon and wait for a reply. I'm talking to the moon and wait for a reply. I'm talking to the moon and wait for a reply.
It's called Melting Sun.
One of the things that doing this show has reconnected me with is knowing how passionate I am about connecting people, which is part of why I you know, the magical moments happen when certain guests, intentionally or not, have been booked together on the same show, and you hear music you wouldn't otherwise hear, you hear conversations you wouldn't otherwise hear. That's part of why I like this idea of trying to get us all here under as many people under one roof as possible, although, you know, thank you, MTA. We all came in late and in a slew of... Emma DeCourcy is on deck right now. Emma, of course, is from I Am the Polish Army. That's one of your projects. You came in with I Am the Polish Army. Our dogs are friends. That's another.
Our dogs are friends.
It's one of those like, hey, you're a guest on a show. I love your music and you like the show and we've connected that way. But then other things grow out of that. You know, start learning about other projects and musicians, and then you wind up finding out your neighbors and your dogs are friends and
yes.
stuff. thank you for your patience tonight. So how are you?
I'm okay. Congrats.
You played recently some benefit shows.
I did. Yeah, we did a hurricane relief benefit show at the Jalopy a couple of weeks ago. It was really fun. Me and Johnny from Tough Sunshine played together, did some old country tunes, and it was a great night. It was a really great night. It was a lot of fun.
Great. Do you have a little something for us?
I do. I thought this is something special just for you. This is the original version of The Woods that I haven't played in like 10 years.
Oh, wow.
From our record. And I might not remember it.
Katie is what she was called by her brothers. Lived in the barn where she took us to. Some took the train and one of us drove to the woods in the middle of the night. Katie went into catnap when she looked into our eyes as we got up to leave. But it scared her too much, even though we will see her again. She must know that we will not leave her. She must know that we will not leave her. She must know that we will not leave her. She must know that we will not leave her. Asa quit drinking, he went up to bed. And I pushed the mattress next to him so I could get in next to him. With Katie on my other side. The sun came up behind the
trees that were behind the window that was behind the three of us. We are all together, and that's how it always will be. She must know that we will not leave her. She must know that we will not leave her. She must know that we will not leave her. She must know that we will not leave her.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's yours?
That's her. She's got a lot more like that. They're just as good. Michael Stewart, you've been sitting here.
Hello, how
You've
are
been
you?
Here. Can Jack Curious find a little mic room too? He came all the way down here. Jack, are you feeling up to playing? Jack, how you feeling? Are you up to playing at all?
Oh my God, I'm not playing.
You're not playing. Okay. Michael Stewart is the host of Collision Time Revisited, punk rock scholar, author of author of Collision Time, author of
I Am the Angel,
I Am the Angel, and an expert in Christmas specials. So what if
that was why I came on?
You've been kind of here, a part of here and now as a sub host, and you kind of helped me check when Shark Muffin. You and I have been friends for a long time, and Shark Muffin came, and
been like
you
over
were
10
here.
Years that we've known.
Yeah, we've
known
each other a very long time. So what have you been up to? Like, what's kind of the artistic focus right now? I know.
Well, you mentioned, I was here when I guested on your show. We were talking about, I was edifying everyone on my expertise on Christmas movies, and I've actually written one.
Oh, okay.
Which I had somebody in the industry give me notes, and like, who knows, perhaps someday you will see it on the Hallmark Channel or Lifetime. and it's, if I say so myself, it's fucking fantastic because, you know, these are not great movies. It's not Citizen Kane, so the bar's kind of low. So I think I wrote a pretty good one. There are no angels in it. There are angels in my book, I Am the Angel, which you can... Can I shamelessly plug?
Yes, of course.
If you go to www.iamtheangel.com, you can read the Angel's blog. You can buy the book, I Am the Angel. And my mother loved it. So it must be really good.
It's a really sweet story. It's, you know, kind of at the after, without doing too many spoilers, about the afterlife, what heaven would be like. And these two young people have been like tapped to be angels to help people on earth, but they kind of find what they were looking for on earth once they're in heaven.
Yes, and it is the story of an angel trainee who hates people.
Thank you. So Jack Curious McGinnis is here. Jack was a part of a special show that I did. The band The Glorious Revolution was here as...
Plug that in.
Okay, we got some music. Okay, we're winding...
It's a demo.
It's a demo.
Just throw it on The Glorious Revolution. I don't know. What do we have? A minute and a half?
A minute and a half. I want to thank everybody who's here. Tom Tenney is here also, former guest of the show. Rob and Tom standing behind me literally right now have also been figuratively behind me for the last 100 live episodes. Frantic texts and, you know, this. Stay tuned for Frequency Theory at coming up at 8. That's Tom's show. I'd like to talk to you guys more. Somehow we, of course, we're over time. So let's end out on The Glorious Revolution. Anything I didn't get you that I was supposed to play tonight, we're going to have that next week. And I need a passcode, Jack. Thank you all for being here. There's still stuff in the cooler. If you guys, we're going to put this on. We're going to put the air conditioner back on and we can all like have some beverages.
Is it plain?
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Is it broke?
Rebroadcast tomorrow at noon, everyone. Thank you all for being a part of this mayhem. And thank you. I'm honored to be I've been honored. The Glorious Revolution, and I'm honored to do this.